Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. President-elect Joe Biden plans to name Lloyd Austin, the retired U.S. Army four-star general, as Secretary of Defense in his incoming administration. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports Austin joins a growing list of nominees to Biden's cabinet.
President-elect Joe Biden promised that his cabinet would reflect the diversity of America. If confirmed, Austin would be the first African-American to lead the department. A person familiar with the discussions told NPR that Biden developed a trust with General Austin during the many Situation Room briefings they had together when Biden was vice president in the Obama administration, and Austin led the U.S. Central Command. Austin emerged as a top pick last week as supporters called for more diversity on the cabinet. The president-elect is likely to announce Austin as his pick on Tuesday. Biden also named key members of his incoming health team, including Javier Becerra, as his nominee for Health and Human Services Secretary. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
Health officials in California say they're rolling out a new smartphone tool that will help alert people if they spent time near a person who has tested positive for the coronavirus. Governor Gavin Newsom announcing the plan today as cases have been soaring in the state in recent days. Officials say people can opt in to begin using that tool later this week. They say it does not track anyone's identities or locations, but uses Bluetooth wireless signals to figure out when phones were within 6 feet of one another for at least 15 minutes. A number of other states, along with Washington, D.C. and Guam, have made the tool created by Apple and Google available. A team of researchers have now determined California's devastating 2018 fire season caused nearly $150 billion in damage. NPR's Nathan Rott reports the findings are another warning of the cost of climate-driven disasters.
The 2018 fire season was dreadful. It was the deadliest and most destructive in the modern era. And then came this most recent summer, which blanketed much of the West in smoke for weeks and burnt more than 4 million acres in California alone. Researchers at UC Irvine, looking at the cumulative costs of a fire season, found that public health effects, supply chain disruptions, and physical damages from the 2018 fire season nearly added up to $150 billion. The costs from this year are sure to be massive, too, and should be another reminder, the researchers say, of the necessity of mitigating climate change and better managing forests and natural resources. Nathan Rott, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Top elections officials in Georgia say they've now recertified the state's election results after a second recount again confirmed that Democrat Joe Biden beat Donald Trump in last month's presidential contest. The Trump campaign had requested the recount, which is now the third tally, confirming Biden narrowly won the election in the state. On Wall Street today, the Dow was down. This is NPR. Bob Dylan has sold his entire songwriting catalog, more than 600 songs written over nearly 60 years, to Universal Music Publishing Group. NPR's Anastasio Soulukas has more on the deal, which may be the highest price ever paid for musician or group songwriting rights.
Then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone, for the times they are a-changing.
The deal between Bob Dylan and Universal Music Publishing Group was first reported by the New York Times, which said that it was worth over $300 million. Universal has not disclosed the purchase price, but for Universal, which is owned by the French media giant Vivendi, there's a lot of appeal in owning Dylan's songwriting rights. The company will collect money anytime another musician covers any of those 600-plus Bob Dylan songs, and it will earn revenue for allowing those songs to be used in commercials and in movies. Anastasia Tsoulkas, NPR News, New York.
As the U.S. economy shows signs of slowing as 2020 winds down, a group of economists believe the situation may change by the second half of next year. National Association for Business Economics, in its latest survey, says about three-quarters of members polled believe the economy will return to its pre-pandemic levels by late next year. That is decidedly more optimistic than the body was 3 months ago, when just 38% of forecasters thought a recovery would occur before 2022. Crude oil futures prices closed lower today, oil down 50 cents a barrel to end the session at $45.76 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.